graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
He's a pathetic junkie. That's what he is.
Squally and Connor, boy. Munchies too. Still smoking. Still floating. Still eating. Y'all already know what it is. Catch me on the top rope. Shout out to Jeff Hardy. Yeah. Swan time bombing. Whisper in the wind. Jeff Hardy on this mic. Nigga, I can see me. You got that weed rolling. It's poetry in motion. Hit you like a drop kick, cause it's hella potent. Charismatic enigma. Gravity can't hold him as long as you keep it lit up. Nigga, we still floating. Coasting. Flying. Smoking. We blue dreaming. Me and my brother Connor. Tag champs. Bells gleaming. On the tower rope, chilling at the highest point. Every day I fucking smoke, living at the highest point. Expert at this shit like Jeff Hardy in a ladder match. Good weed only, cause that Reggie, we ain't having that. That knockout weed, it'll knock you down and lay you flat. In your match, three count, leave you lying on the mat. Flying hot, taking off, and we ain't never coming back. Roll it up, light it up, yeah, we smoking all of that.
The boy flying off the top rope. Call me Jeff Hardy, writing in Sharpie, so I'm permanently cocky. Put me on the track, yeah, see if you can stop me, please. Please. The boy flying off the top rope, call me Jeff Hardy, writing in Sharpie, so I'm permanently cocky. Put me on the track, yeah, see if you can stop me, please. Please. Hear me through a friend. Or peep me literally fly, being additionally high. I fly on by, sayonara, alola. To these poses, I'm getting closer. My soul older, so flowing wise is like second nature. Lay over and watch the takeover. We never sober, but I'll find my lucky clover one day. Until then, I'm smoking green till I see red. Seconds turn to years and I'ma rap like I'm fresh out the package. No second opinion, I'm in my element. And I'm living dreamy like I'm a specialist in it. I'm expressing my commitment with this rapid shit. Excellence with the regimen of getting high. Right back in my vibe, no bitch, you ain't killing it. Sick with it, shit, you irrelevant. Me and my homies got it on lock. You can catch me flying off the top rope. The boy flying off the top rope, call me Jeff Hardy, writing in Sharpie, so I'm permanently cocky. Put me on the track and see if you can stop me, please. Please. The boy flying off the top rope, call me Jeff Hardy, writing in Sharpie, so I'm permanently cocky. Put me on the track and see if you can stop me. Quali.
That was Connor Boy and Qualified MC with a track called Jeff Hardy. Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Atomic Drop, a professional wrestling podcast like no other, which is quite impressive to say in a market as saturated as ours. My name's Tarek. I'm coming to you from London, England. Hope you're enjoying the wrestling wherever you are. It's been really hard. It's been a few weeks since I've done a show. I am aware of this, but I thought I'm not going to put out a show if it wasn't going to be any good. And now I feel motivated to do it. I do hope you're all doing well in these crazy times. I don't know what's going on. I think they're working it a little, if you know what I mean. Because this whole coronavirus thing, it kind of looks stage managed, and it kind of looks like training, like they're training the public to like line up outside shops, you know, wear masks everywhere. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, and I'm not saying it's not a real danger, but I don't know. But anyway, that's not what this show is about. But I hope you're doing well out there in that time. A fair few things have happened in the pro wrestling world. I don't normally chat too much. We normally just celebrate professional wrestling through music and audio and wrestling promos. And if you know our show, you love it. And if you don't, stay tuned in because it's always banging. And if you like wrestling and you like, even if you don't like wrestling, that's another hat a peg I hang my hat on. Even if you don't like wrestling, the show's decent, so you can't go wrong. And hopefully we're on Spotify as well. But in the time that we've been away, British wrestling has had another sort of scandal. I'm not going to name names, but it's the whole hashtag speaking out. It's super depressing, if we're going to be honest. And let's, first of all, let's not pretend that like gropey shit is exclusive to professional wrestling. I think it's people around it everywhere just being like well gropey around like fucking intoxicated women. And then you add in like the glamour of a performance or the glitziness of show business that pro wrestling provides, and people take advantage of that. And like, we have used some of these wrestlers' promos in our shows over the years, and I can only apologize or can you separate the act from the art? I mean, like, I still like Chris Benoit's matches. But yeah, no, it's very depressing for British wrestling. I think Progress Wrestling, unfortunately, were very irresponsible because a lot of it is surrounding them. Like, people used to get licked at Progress shows. I used to go from, like the early days up until, like, they moved to the ballroom. I stayed for a few of the ballroom shows, but that's when it changed because they, like, doubled the capacity and then you get twice as many dickheads. And but then there was a weird vibe going on just as I stopped going, like, it felt a bit culty, and you know what they're doing. But as they say, never meet your don't meet your idols, as they'll just molest you. But yeah, super depressing for British wrestling. Although it's not just the wrestling industry, because this shit's come out in, like, you know, the gaming communities and YouTubers. So people just do that. Anyway, moving on. It has been hard to get into the wrestling, because we're still working with no crowd, or at least they've got performance centre trainees as the crowd. There's no atmosphere, and you can't really do professional wrestling with no atmosphere. But there has been stuff I have been enjoying. I've been enjoying the work of the Iconics, man. I find them highly entertaining. It goes without saying that Oscar's been on fire once again. Kairi Sane made a return this week, for those of you interested. And Sheamus, while there have been reports that he's a dickhead backstage, Sheamus's work has been incredible. And I'm quite enjoying his storyline with the junkie, Jeff Hardy. So I'll be watching that. We're just going to get into the show now. So it is now time for the Atomic Drop. Forgive me for this song, actually, because it is a... Actually, do you know what? It's decent. Make your own mind up. It's called Jeff Hardy. And I'll be back at the end of the show to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. You're about to hear the Atomic Drop, which is a collection of song sounds. Just wrestling shit, man. And I hope you like it as much as I do. Anyway, this is an act called Wrist Cry with a song called Jeff Hardy.
First of all, I want to talk about Dustin Rhodes and Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. It amazes me how Rhodes can hold his head up and even call himself United States champion. Rhodes, what you were was my whipping boy. Paul Orndorff, he says he'd be willing to give Rick Rude a shot should he become United States champion. Well, that's mighty whitey, you fellas, considering the circumstances. You see, had the WCW decided not to rip me off, neither one of you boys would be in the situation you're in today. Dustin Rhodes, I'm going to let it be known right here and right now that if you came out on your hands and knees right now and tried to give me back what is rightfully mine, I would refuse you, Dustin Rhodes. You see, Shivani, I want to work to regain what's rightfully mine. And I will pay with my blood, my sweat, and my tears to once again become United States champion. But most of all, I will make Dustin Rhodes suffer, and suffer you will. As for the injury, Shivani, actions speak louder than words. Next week, same time, same place. I'll be here, you be here, you be the judge.
Ravishing Rick Rude is back.
First of all, yeah, I smoked pot. Who didn't?
Right.
Wife swapping? Ridiculous.
Nothing bigger than pro wrestling. It was as close as you can get to watching real life superheroes fight it out for entertainment. I know it's fake or choreographed or whatever, but how do you fake landing on somebody with 300 pounds of man ass?
All cops are bastards, including the big boss man. All cops are bastards, including the big boss man. The big boss man always made me feel, always made me feel a little uncomfortable. All cops are bastards, including the big boss man. All cops are bastards, including the big boss man. Put the nightstick down.
With me at this time, manager Bobby the Brain Heenan. And I'm privileged to be standing next to the most extraordinary athlete of all time.
He is a phenomenon, there is no question of that. I could only be talking about the big man from Grenoble, France.
Your man, Andre the Giant.
You know, I'm not so sure you humanoids are aware of this gentleman back here. This is the eighth wonder of the world. This man stands 7 feet 5, 520 pounds. has the largest arm reach in professional sports. Look at the size of those hands. Look at the size of my hands. I'm 6 foot tall, weigh 240. And look at the size of this man. He is undefeated since day one in professional wrestling of his career. Undefeated by anybody.
You win, and that's the way I want to stay undefeated. And I will stay undefeated.
A lot of tough guys, a lot of guys think they're big and they're bad. But nobody has the record of this man. Nobody's undefeated. Never lost the battle royal. Never's been pinned. Never gave up. And all you other guys think you're tough because you carry a 2x4 or you have some kind of an animal in a bag. You're a bunch of nothing.
You guys can come in the ring anytime you want, anywhere you want. You are welcome. Because I will show you what it is in professional wrestling. I will show you that the giant way. Because the Bobby Heenan family are the best one. And we're going to stay on the best.
You're probably wondering what I'm holding here. Well, it's a, it's a bottle of Instant Andre, we call it. You see, this is sweat. I put this all over him. Now he has the sweat. So usually the man never breaks the sweat. When he gets in the ring, he's not going to break a sweat. So just to feel that he's had a workout, I give him some sweat. No sweat.
That's where you are. You're going to come in the ring. And for me, you're going to be no sweat. I don't know sweat at all. Because this match is going to be so short, you don't remember anything. You think you're going to put me down, but nobody did it. And you're not going to do it neither. Believe me. No sweat.
No sweat.
He's going to become the heavyweight champion of the world, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the man is undefeated in over 15 years as a professional athlete. Has never been in the ring or met a man bigger than him, stronger than him, taller than him, that weighs more than him, and with a burning will inside more than Andre the Giant.
You know, there's been thousands of wrestlers that sit across the ring, looked into these man's eyes, left that dressing room with the palms wet, the knees knocked, knowing that they had to step into the ring with Andre the Giant.
Few short hours from now, that clock is ticking, and it's ticking in our direction, not yours. There is a new heavyweight champion of the world, the odds-on favorite in Las Vegas and all over the whole wrestling world. They're picking Andre the Giant. Nobody can defeat this man. Nobody even can come close to defeating this man. I know what's happening to you now because it's happening to me. The butterflies are in my stomachs. The adrenaline's flowing through my veins, and I'm getting ready because I'm going to manage the heavyweight champion of the world, but it's all over. Andre the Giant, the new heavyweight champion of the world.
And you don't know what you did. But you'll find it what you did. Because now you got me mad. And believe me, when I'm mad, I'm mad. Now I am mad. I'm gonna get you again. I put you down, and I will put you down. And this one, I will put you down. And you don't know why. I will do it in front of millions of people. And you will go down for the count of 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you. coming soon enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting kind of ticked off, though. Zabisco coming out here running his mouth. Talk about trick or treat. I'll show you trick or treat. Here's your trick, here's your treat. Otherwise known as the coma and the morgue. You got your choice. Calling me a little kid too, Zabisco. It's gonna be embarrassing for you to be beat by a kid. You know what I'm saying? You blew it for yourself. And Hatzpa, when you walk that little butt of yours out into the ring and you feel the wrath of the stinger, the scorpion, buddy, and you look up and you see those lights in your eyes and you ask yourself, why did I get into this business? Especially with the stinger looking over me like he is. Oh, and it's gonna feel good too. You're not gonna stand a chance of getting out of it. And that big lug of nothing, Steiner. Ow! I'm coming for you too. That's all I gotta say. Starrcade, Chi-Town Heat, the biggest night of my life, the best athletes. Everyone's been shooting their mouth. I've had my chance to shoot my mouth. And I ain't gonna shoot no more because I'm just gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Ow! Period.
You have been listening to the Atomic Drop. That was Sicko Ken Beats with a promo, accompanied by a promo from Sting, or a Sting promo accompanied by Sicko Ken Beats. That was the Atomic Drop. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're still here, I hope that you have, or maybe you're just here because you had nothing better to do. Over the course of today's show, we had music from Wrist Cry, we had King Who, we had Brandon Harrod, we had music from Dino Bravo. There'll be a full full playlist on the Spotify entry, and I'm about to wrap it up. I hope you are enjoying wrestling. If you don't watch wrestling, you're not really missing out. But think of the kids. I'm thinking the kids will love it. It's still going on, although you can't be doing professional wrestling when you've got a pandemic. And I think slowly and surely, it is like the fall of the Roman Empire, kind of. And just a complete circus going on, like before all empires fall. Or maybe I'm being a bit dramatic, but yeah, no, there is stuff to enjoy in the wrestling. We do have, speaking of like absolute circus, we have Rey Mysterio and Seth Rollins in an eye for an eye match. I'm a huge Rey Mysterio fan, but apparently the stipulation of this match is that someone needs to get their eye ripped out for the other one to win. I always thought this was going to end up with Seth Rollins in an eye patch. He wants to go full like Snake Plissken, and he's gonna look sick, but we'll see how it goes. And I'm quite enjoying the rise of Dominic, to be fair. Anyway, have a wicked till the next time. See, I was gonna say I'll be back in a week, but I don't want to make promises I can't keep. But cheers for listening. I'd suggest watching out for hyperinflation. I don't know. It's probably a different podcast, isn't it? Anyway, until next time, I'm going to leave you with this gem. Take care. Ta-ta. This is strictly a club record dedicated to anybody who used to stand outside in the cold when the FLEX was spinning at the Red Zone. Hood is down. Italian bouncers would not let me in, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies. It doesn't matter. I got a pocket full of cheese and a garden full of trees. It doesn't matter. I just won the bingo, bought a crib in Rio. It doesn't matter. Cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing. Back in the days, it was all about the clubs. And so-called thugs used to dance the break for love. The girls, they wouldn't say hey unless you bought them champagne like it was their birthday. Me, I used to stand outside, hustling my way, and I'm on the guest list plus five. He's performing tonight, he said Shabba. Mr. Lover, I believe he the selector. Stop, jump the box up in here. Disrespect MCs and catch a smack in your left ear. Light up like Vegas when it's time to gamble. Girls speak for me like I was part of the Beatles, but I'm not, honey. But I could be your Paul McCartney and Ebony or Ivory into my jacuzzi. Foundation like Cool Herc, a DJ Red Alert goes berserk. The needle ain't skipped, the record jerk, cause y'all jumping too hard. I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies. It doesn't matter. I got a pocket full of cheese and a garden full of trees. It doesn't matter.
just won the bingo, bought a crib in Rio. Yo, cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing.
Yo, Rock, I just bought a fresh Bentley.
It doesn't matter if you just bought a fresh Bentley.
How many of y'all ever been to a barbecue and you always gotta honor Uncle Juan to show you how the old dances go? And they started off like this. Electric slide on the dance floor. Freaky deaky like Studio 54, girl, until the IRS raised it. Drug money get converted into music. The dope man becomes an entertainer. Leave that crack alone. I told the customer, I'm into bigger and better things, Mr. Fiend. You wanna hit, give me a guitar and a drum machine. And a crowd to scream loud when the bass thump. I can smell it in the air, the smell is something. Excuse me, I got a cough. Girl, you wearing so much ice, you could freeze New York. Your man must really love you. What does he do for a living?
He works on Wall Street, he's only home tonight, a week.
That's what she said, a little too much conversation. Thinks you wanna indulge in lyrical masturbation. So I proceeded with the conversation. Said, can I offer you a glass of Merlot, Mrs. No Name?
Let's get it straight, huh? My name's Veronica.
She had to ask the size of South America. She said, ain't you that kid that's in Guantanamo? Way before Ricky Martin sung Living La Vida Loca. What hood you come from? I was raised in Brooklyn, but did my studies in Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem, yep, that's short for New Jersey. Check my watch, it was 2:45. Slid through a crib when we opened the door. Her man was on the bottle, waiting for her with a 4-4. Now what it look like? It ain't really that.
It doesn't matter.
So he cocked the gat and my top hat.
It doesn't matter.
Are you crazy? You was married?
It doesn't matter.
Cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you wearing. Yeah, that's when Shorty walked up to a man. Said, I gotta go, I can't be here no more. She said this.
Take me home to the place I belong, at the refugee camp and above the basement. That's where I be.
Come on.
Yo, Rock, man, I sold like 17 million records.
It doesn't matter how many records you sold.
Yo, check it out. You wanna go get some diamond rings, man?
It doesn't matter if The Rock wants to go get diamond rings or not.
Man, listen, I just got 2 new Grammys, man.
It doesn't matter about your Grammys.